I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. 2 months have passed since the flooding that hit South Carolina. Communities across the state experienced historic rainfall and overflow from rivers and dams. In the Midlands, floodwaters breached the Columbia Canal, which serves as a major intake point for much of the capital city's water supply. Many remained under a boil water advisory for days as the city worked with the National Guard to repair the breach. Two Palmetto Health hospitals faced a particularly difficult situation when the water supply for downtown Columbia was compromised. Palmetto Health President John Singerling says that while a hospital can prepare for events like losing power, the situation becomes more critical without a reliable source of water.
A lot of our services, our CAT scanners, our MRI scanners, our blood banking systems, our IT data systems for our computers, all of that runs off water-cooled systems. So it's not just our boilers and our chillers and our washers and our sterilizers, but our ability to diagnose conditions of patients through the equipment that we have in many respects is driven off water.
On Sunday night, October 4th, that first day when the storm raged, the hospitals in downtown Columbia lost water pressure. Singerline's team said they had only enough water to continue operations at the facilities for a matter of hours. At 11 p.m., he called Mayor Steve Benjamin with a request. Get us water.
Even if it's dirty water, we can get it into our system, we can segregate our systems, but I have to have water, or by tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, we're going to have to make a decision to evacuate over 700 patients.
Evacuating patients was an absolute last resort. Helicopters couldn't reach the hospitals because of the heavy rain. Ambulance or bus transport might have been options, but the roads were in bad shape, impassable in some places. Mayor Benjamin says the situation required incredible creativity and dedication to prevent evacuation. He called on the fire department for help.
I will tell you, our fire chief and our fire department stepped up. I mean, we were able to cycle in fire truck after fire truck just to keep the hospitals up and running.
Fire trucks brought in 1,500 gallons of water at a time. That's a lot, but hospital engineers estimated that to keep both downtown campuses running for 24 hours, they needed 500,000 gallons of water per day. By the next day, the city had shored up the canal enough to restore water pressure. But the next challenge was getting potable water to the hospital during the citywide boil water advisory. Singerling says they approached the National Guard for help. By Thursday morning, the National Guard arrived at the hospitals with a plan.
And they came into both of our respective campuses, and their message was very clear. If we can deliver 700,000 gallons of clean water to soldiers in the Middle East, in the middle of battlefields, we can deliver a clean water source to our local hospitals.
The National Guard used a system called ROPU, Reverse Osmosis Water Purification Units, which can turn any water supply into a clean one. They stayed with the hospitals for days until the city lifted the boil water advisory, allowing the facilities to stay on track with patient care. Singerling says they were able to prevent evacuating the hospitals because of how well the different levels of government worked together.
The level of communication of all of our federal, state, and local officials, from my vantage point, interfacing in with our main hospital system in Columbia, I'm not sure how it could have been better. The communication was so effective.
Work to restore the Columbia Canal continues. Mayor Benjamin says they are looking for a way to repair and adapt the almost 200-year-old canal so that it will be stronger and better equipped for the future. The cost of repairs could be as much as $100 million. A congressional delegation is working to put together a federal request through FEMA and Congress for additional funding. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.